Extracts from letters written on behalf of the Universal House of Justice. 36. The Universal House of Justice instructs us to say that it is to be expected that books will be written against the faith, attempting to distort its teachings, to denigrate its accomplishments, to vilify its founders and leaders, and to destroy its very foundations. The Friends should not be unduly exercised when these books appear, and certainly no issue should be made of them. 37. As your teaching and proclamation work progresses, there is bound to be more and more confrontation with the older religious institutions, and it is the kind of staunchness evinced which will bring respect to the cause and attract the confirmations of Baha'u'llah. 38. In these days, Baha'is can expect the flame of fanaticism to be kindled among the enemies of the faith in Muslim countries. In meeting attacks, the Friends should learn to combine the spirit of steadfastness and courage with love and wisdom. They should avoid argument and conflict and conduct themselves in such manner that they do not provoke retaliation. This includes the use of discretion in their teaching activities. 39. Given the rise in most parts of the world of religious bigotry and fundamentalism, it may be timely for your National Assembly to try to arm the Baha'is against such attacks as appear in this book, which is so typical of the approach of Christian churches. Sooner or later, as you know, these churches will rise against the cause. You are therefore requested to consider asking a qualified person or group of persons to prepare suitable materials, perhaps for a booklet, which the Friends may use in dealing with misrepresentations of the Baha'i teachings by Christians.